Hello and welcome to the Media Insights interview series brought to you by the 2015 Media Insights and Engagement Conference, the meeting place for the media industry. Today I'm catching up with David Tice, Senior Vice President, Media and Entertainment at GfK Custom Research, to discuss how the explosion of devices and services for viewing is impacting audience measurement. This year, the Media and Insights Conference gives you an up-close contextual view on changing media experience to create better engagement strategies informed by actual viewing behaviors. This event gives you an opportunity to explore the new world of multi-platform hyper-viewing in the post-disrupted media landscape, advance new insights, and create future partnerships. So welcome, David. We're glad to have
you.
Hi,
Amanda. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Good. So first we want to know, how do you think the new two-screen environment has affected TV advertising?
I think the effect has been more that it's made it easier for people to go online and look at an ad, you know, look at the marketer that has an ad on television. I think it's more that effect than it is a synergy effect. Our research has shown that people still don't use very often, these watch along apps that are available on tablets or smartphones. That's still a small amount of people, but the ability to see an ad and to immediately, you know, look on your laptop or your tablet if it's of interest and go to that marketer's website has been, a big help, I think, for advertisers.
So how do you use research to tell the story of multi-platform viewing behavior?
Well, we use it in a couple of ways. One way we do is we sort of specialize in measuring audiences across all platforms using survey-based methods. So while there's a lot of companies out there that can passively measure, using a digital meter or some type of meter, we sort of use the old-fashioned survey method that also allows us to be able to talk to people and get a single source measure of, both their use of analog media, so print like newspapers and magazines or even regular television, as well as getting their digital behavior. So it gives a little bit more of a story, and also by using surveys we can ask more about attitudes and why people are doing things more than you can get from a passive measure. And then also we've been doing a fairly large study for the CRE, the Committee for Research Excellence. That's ethnographic, so that's observational. And it's been a two-year study that is looking at how their behavior in their household is changing as they acquire new media devices and how it affects audience measures. And that latter example, the longitudinal study, is the focus of our paper at your conference.
Interesting. So building on that, how do you see TV being consumed differently today by tech-savvy millennials and digital natives versus the older generation?
Well, certainly we see that younger people are definitely using digital devices more than older people. To watch television or movies or other original video. But older people are getting more into it. And I think the other, another big point to make is that people's use of television, whether it's younger or older folks, are, it hasn't changed a lot. What's changing is how the source of what they're watching on their television. So whereas in the past it was your broadcaster cable networks, now people are using their TV sets to watch Netflix or Amazon or Hulu because they want to use that bigger screen, that better quality sound than just watching on a laptop or on a tablet. And as we do our tracking research, we've seen more digital viewers are going and using a television set than are using, than we're using, the computers as sort of the benchmark was previously. So we do see, millennials, younger people, more likely more open using digital platforms, but on the other hand, you know, they still like to have things through their big television set, just like older people do.
Absolutely. So what's the biggest risk you've taken for an insights initiative at your company?
Probably the biggest chance for failure we've had in the past was we did a study back in 2008 with NBC on the Olympics, and it was a cross-platform measure. Again, as I mentioned earlier, it was survey-based. We interviewed every night of the Olympics. We interviewed about 1,000 people every night about how they watched the Olympics, and then we reported that the next day to NBC, and that went on for, you know, the entire 17 days of the Olympics. And that was the sort of thing where, you know, it was a very complex survey. We programmed it and we tested it, and we were very, you know, we were pretty confident, but, you know, when you got to that first day, you know, you kind of had to cross your fingers and hope nothing went wrong, because, you know, once you missed the day of the Olympics, you're never going to get that back. But we were very fortunate in that the precautions we took ahead of time, you know, we had no problems fielding or delivering that data. So it was sort of operating without a safety net, but, you know, we came out on the good end of that.
That's quite a success story. So how do you synthesize data in order to make it more meaningful?
Well, some of the things we do is we have a lot of the work that we do is custom-based work for our clients, but we also have a couple of syndicated studies that my team does. So, for instance, if we do a custom study for a client on cord cutters, what we could do is, you know, place it into context using some of the syndicated data that we own, and that helps make it more meaningful. Another way that we can synthesize data is as part of GfK. GfK also owns MRI, which is you know, a very well-known company that has the currency for magazines, and it also has a very large survey database that a lot of media companies have access to. And so custom surveys that we do, we can create a linkage to the MRI database, and segments that people create in their custom survey, they can create a proxy for that in the MRI database, and then people can use those segments within the MRI database and get a, you know, a whole lot more information than they can get in a 15-minute survey that we do for them. That opens up a whole barn full of data that they can pull at their convenience.
How has social media affected your clients' engagement strategy?
Well, most of our clients are TV networks or those big media companies now that were built around TV networks. And certainly, you know, TV is played very strongly in social media, you know, trying to make use of it. On our research, you know, we sort of found that whereas social media is probably better for creating stronger bonds with your viewers rather than bringing in new viewers. So it's a great way for our clients to engage their current viewers and make maybe casual people, make them watch more often, or, you know, the very dedicated viewers have a way to, you know, even increase their engagement even more. And hopefully, you know, the end game is that if people have higher engagement, they're going to pay more attention to the sponsors. And, you know, that's always sort of the goal of that type of social media campaign.
So lately, play has become a really big trend in business and across media. So why is play so important in media engagement strategy today?
Well, I think it's, you know, sort of related to what I just mentioned about social media. It's all about getting people a little bit more involved with your program or with your hosts or the talent on the program. So, you know, if you have a game that's, you know, created around a particular program, we can get people to interact a little bit more and maybe get them more interested in the characters or the plot of the program itself. I think this was really taken to the highest level in the last couple of years by the Sci-Fi Network, that created a whole console game in connection with one of their new programs. So people could play in that game, and supposedly it did have what happened on the program would impact the game, and what happened in the game would feed back at some point into the program. So that was really taking it the whole play marketing effort to a real strong extreme.
So where do you see the future of Media Insights going, say, 10 years from now?
Well, I think there's going to be, more and more focus on digital measures, trying to measure, things as passively as possible, in terms of trying to get usage and trying to get it down to the program level, which has always been, kind of difficult to do up to this point. But I also think that, as much as, there's going to be passive measures of media usage, hand in hand, there does still need to be, a very strong, component of survey research to get into what people are thinking, what are their attitudes, what are their behaviors like, why are they choosing to go one place rather than another. And that's all stuff that can't really be done on a passive measure. So, that sort of needs to go hand in hand, I think, to, create a real strong 360 view of the media consumer.
Great. That was a really interesting answer. So what are you most looking forward to about the Media Insights and Engagement Conference coming up in February?
Well, I think it's a great way to catch up with people's thinking, new ideas that are going around, sitting through the papers and seeing what other clients and what other vendors are doing, and where we can learn some interesting things. And then, of course, a big interest of ours is the ability to network, to catch up with people. It's probably the best conference of the year in terms of the presence of people from the media industry and being able to talk to them one-on-one in a way that you can't really do over a two or three day period in our regular life. But everybody's there and everybody's willing to talk, so it makes an interesting way to catch up and see what the marketplace is like for the next year.
Well, we look forward to meeting you, Dave, at the event, and thank you for sitting down with us today.
Sure, glad to talk with you today, Amanda.
So if you want to hear more from Dave, don't miss his session, Insights into the Effects of Internet Technology and Video Platform Proliferation on Viewing Behaviors, at the Media Insights and Engagement Conference at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. To learn more about this event or to register, please visit www.iirusa.com/mediainsights.